on this topic of ninth of Av, and the seventh item. Affliction cleanses as well as brings about repentance, as was explained in the portions that are Bein HaMitzrayim, between the straits. At that time, the words, I will exalt you, Lord, for you have lifted me, from the word dalut, poverty, in hitram memut, lifting. The poverty, which is the troubles, is the reason for the rising and causes what happened to become light. The advantage will come out of the darkness, since he has placed us in the dark, so that a great light would come out of the darkness. Likewise, the Lord will turn the curse into a blessing, since the curse itself has become a blessing, and the ruin of the temple is its building. For the ruin of the temple causes that your iniquity has ended, daughter of Zion. At that time, the great temple will be built, which is the building of the everlasting building.
We're in item part 8. Sefat Emet. Indeed, the power of unity is very great to awaken the force of the root from heaven. However, it must be for the sake of the Creator, and this is found only in the children of Israel, since the generation of Babylon all gathered and did not succeed. Only the children of Israel, for the Lord's portion is His people, were given the power of unity. And in the children of Israel, it later came true in the building of the temple. The temple was not merely a building of wood and bricks. Rather, through the joining of the children of Israel, where each one from Israel has some part in it, as it is written, Jerusalem that is built as a city that was joined together, a city that makes all of Israel friends. A building was made below through the souls of the children of Israel. Through the building, as was said, let us build a city with its head in heaven. Only because it was for the sake of the Creator, did not come true for them. Sorry, I didn't have text.
Alright. Number nine.
When all of Israel are in unity, they do not fear a thing. For this reason, the punishment of exile was added to the separation of the heart and the unfounded hatred, for without it, exile would have been impossible altogether. Hence, the beginning of trouble was on the 17th of Tammuz, Hebrew month, when the city wall was breached. It is, as Rashi interprets, in the absence of a wall, they are separated. This is on the day of the breaking of the tablets and the worship of the calf, which caused the breaking of the tablets and from which branched the breaching of the city.